relax and breathe and delight in this beautiful day and the opportunity to be in a place where we are free to focus on anything we want to. It's truly a remarkable country we live in. It's an amazing experience of life that we have. I was appreciating freedom this weekend. Somebody was telling me a story about music being banned in a particular country, and made me appreciate the fact that we have the opportunity to listen to whatever we want to study whatever we want to celebrate whatever philosophy that interests us. And so I invite you in this moment to just appreciate the freedom that we have, to come together in this way, to focus our attention on all that is beautiful, all that is loving, all that is peaceful and free. We are truly blessed. And in this month of November, where we focus as a country on Thanksgiving, I thought it would be appropriate to do a meditation on appreciation and gratitude, on thankfulness for all that we have, all that we are. And so let's start with being grateful and appreciating the wonder of our individuality in this amazing life where the stream flows through everyone, where non-physical focuses as us in the physical. We are the leading edge of thought. And so let's appreciate Abraham for telling us how important we are to the universe. That the unique perspective, that the individuality of each person, the individual point of view, and the birthing of desire is a mechanism by which the universe continues to expand. And so let's appreciate our role in helping the universe to expand. Appreciate the contrast in our lives that allows us to birth a new desire. Appreciate the variety that we encounter that allows us to choose and to focus more specifically. So we take this moment just to appreciate this magnificent environment of diversity that we are endlessly connecting with. As we go about our days, as we choose our focus from one moment to the next, we have so much to choose from. Billions of bits of information as we go through the day. And we get to focus anywhere we choose. So let's appreciate right now our capacity to focus. Abraham trains us to be deliberate about our focus. They say, you are so picky about what you eat. We want you to be pickier about what you're willing to think and what you're willing to feel based on what you think. So let's appreciate this capacity that we have to notice and be aware of the tendency of our thoughts. Let's appreciate our remarkable guidance system that points out to us whether we are thinking in alignment with our inner being or not, feeling positive emotion when we're seeing through the eyes of Source, feeling negative emotion when we're separating ourselves from the opinion of our inner beings. So appreciating our feelings, all of our emotions, positive and negative, appreciating that we are guided with every breath and every moment, with every thought, our remarkable, infinite, eternal inner beings are focused on us and giving us feedback, appreciating this remarkable feedback that we get through our emotions, appreciating that we are guided through life in every single moment. We are never alone. We are always connected with the infinite nature of who we are. That is such a gift, one that most people aren't even aware of, but perhaps the most precious capability that we have. We appreciate so many things. And as we focus this meditation as a rampage of appreciation, let us focus for a little while on our senses, on our ability to see. Isn't it amazing to be able to see color, to see beauty, to see faces and vistas, to travel and see different environments, to settle in at home and see familiar places. Take a moment to think of things that you've seen that make your heart sing. And deeply appreciate the gift of vision, our ability to see. We could go on forever appreciating the beauty of this world, all of the things that inspire our hearts to see. But now let's take a moment and appreciate our ability to hear. Think about the sounds that make your heart sing. Perhaps the sounds of nature, birds singing, waves crashing, or music, whether you prefer opera or reggae or rap, symphonies or folk music, or simply the little song hummed by a child who's happy. There are so many inputs that we get through our sense of hearing. Connect with your appreciation for hearing, for your ability to hear the sounds, the harmonies, and the rhythms of the world. Now let's connect with our sense of smell. Scientists say that smell is the most evocative of all senses. It reminds us of memories more quickly and clearly than anything else. So think of the things that you love to smell. The scent of apple pie baking or bread. The scent of meat grilling, or the scent of the salt air coming off the ocean. This afternoon I smelled roses that were blooming still in a garden not far from here. Think of the fragrances of lilacs or lilies, or Christmas trees, or soup cooking. Feel what a gift it is to be able to stop and appreciate a fragrance. Now let's connect with our sense of taste. It is such a gift to interact with the world of flavors. a tart apple or a sweet strawberry, delicious chocolate, or a piece of pie, a wonderful crisp salad, or a juicy steak, or a piece of butter-drenched lobster. Whatever makes your heart sing to eat, to taste, to experience through your taste buds, take a moment to appreciate the world through your sense of taste. Now let's appreciate our sense of touch. Whether it's a warm hug or the bark of a tree, the soft fur of an animal, or the sweet softness of the cheek of a baby. There are so many things in this world that are wonderful to touch and to be touched by. Appreciate your sense of touch. Now let's appreciate our sense of balance. Our mobility is entirely dependent on our sense of balance. Have you ever been dizzy? Isn't it remarkable that we have these wonderful inner ears that allow us to balance, even though our bodies move in dozens of different directions? We are able to maintain our balance in every position, so that we are able to walk. We are able to move and turn, see in different directions, respond to life, to drive, to have the freedom to go places that we want to go. All of these things are dependent on this hardly ever discussed sense of balance. Appreciate balance in this moment. Now let's appreciate the sense of humor that we each have. Our ability to laugh, to take life lightly, and feel all the different kinds of laughs that we laugh. Belly laughs and giggles, guffaws and ha-has. We laugh in so many different ways in so many different situations. The capacity to take ourselves less seriously, to take life lightly, is largely dependent on our sense of humor. Appreciate all the things and people and experiences that you've had of laughter, of humor, of comedy. I wanted this meditation to bring home to each of us that we don't have to go very far to appreciate, to be grateful in this season of Thanksgiving. There is so much that is just the intrinsic nature of who we are. The senses, the experiences, the internal nature of who we are, our breath, our talents, our skills, our abilities, our uniqueness. That we can riff on appreciation just of aliveness. And so as we get ready to close, I would suggest one last appreciation. the ability to love. Feel the energy of appreciation, the energy of love flowing through you toward yourself during this time. Appreciating that you as an individual who sees and hears and tastes and touches and smells, who has balance, who has a sense of humor, is a remarkable individual, a gift to yourself, to those you come in contact with, to the world and to the entire universe, a precious individual on the leading edge of thought. So much to appreciate, just in you being you. And so I invite you to begin to move a little bit, stretch your back, your fingers and toes, wiggle your nose, begin to come back into the room. And as you get ready to open your eyes, just smile. Smile at yourself, smile at anyone around you that you can see, and feel the gift that you truly are.